Mandalorian. Look outside.
Disney's new Star Wars spinoff series, The Mandalorian, launches tomorrow, kicking off Disney's new streaming service called Disney Plus, which will feature Disney content from Bambi to Captain Marvel for around $7 a month. And our next guest says Netflix should be scared. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from Washington, as he does each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Disney offering its own streaming service. What's going on?
Yes, its own streaming service. Disney Plus is going to be a juggernaut. This is thousands and thousands of hours of Disney content. As you said, their famous animated films, the Marvel franchise, the Star Wars films, the Pixar movies, National Geographic content. And then also, because Disney bought Fox last year, Disney Plus will also be the home to shows that you might associate with Fox, like The Simpsons. And yet, that's not all. Like every streaming platform, it's also going to have new shows and original movies like The Mandalorian, which you sort of previewed at the beginning of the segment, and also a remake of Lady and the Tramp, which is coming out relatively soon. I feel like, you know, it can sound, as you're listing all of these things on Disney Plus, like a bit of an advertisement for Disney, which is not my intent here. But this is a sign of how dominant the company's position in entertainment has become and why this strategy, a new strategy for the king of American entertainment, is so fascinating to people like me who study this for a living.
You call it the king there, but you also call it the House of Mouse, which I love. Why do they need to get into streaming, though, and aren't they a little late to the party?
They are late to the party, and you could think, why enter the party in the first place? Disney has no need to get into streaming. It's strong enough as it is. They have the top four films released in 2019, all Disney. The most valuable television channel in the cable bundle, ESPN, also owned by Disney. So why would this company embark on a streaming strategy that arguably accelerates cord cutting and reduces the power of both of those businesses I just named, the cable bundle and the box office? Well, the bet is that the future of television, the future of entertainment, will be streamed. The cable bundle is in decline. Movie tickets bought per capita are also in decline. What's growing is streaming. And Disney is essentially saying here, if we want to be a part of that future, we need to control the relationship between our content and our consumers. And the best way to do that is to create its own version of Netflix, what I last year called Disneyflix, but now is officially called Disney Plus.
And is there enough demand for all of these streaming services aside from Disney Plus? Of course, there's Netflix, there's Amazon, there's Hulu, there's NBC's Peacock, there's HBO Max, which, by the way, is different than HBO Go and HBO Now. It's the new HBO streaming service coming next year.
It's a lot. I mean, I think you are on solid ground saying that it's a little bit ironic that we unbundled the cable bundle only to create seven different individual streaming accounts that we have to buy, which might ironically cost more than the cable bundle we were supposedly trying to disrupt. So there was a Wall Street Journal poll that just came out this past week that said that Americans are willing to spend an average of $44 a month on streaming video. They currently are spending a lot less than that. But at some point, when you add it all up, Netflix and Amazon and HBO Max and Disney Plus, Americans are going to have to make some decisions. And some of these companies are simply not going to make the cut. I think Disney's bet is we can make the cut because our history, our franchises, our intellectual property or IP is so valuable that we can merchandise it over and over and over again the same way we've shown that we can do that in the box office every single year for the past decade. If you look at the most popular movies, they're all Disney franchises, basically. So Disney's saying, look, if it's worked at the box office, it can work streaming directly to the television sitting on front of your couch.
You know, the ironic thing about unbundling is that often in order to get these streaming services, you have to get your internet from a cable provider that probably if you spend another $10 a month, you could have the cable too, depending on the package that you're getting. Derek, where does this mean we are going in terms of what we'll be watching in the next decade?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think what you're seeing right now is a battle royale playing out between Netflix and Disney and Amazon. And one thing that I think is really fascinating, a little wrinkle here, is that the television business used to be about television. But the future of the television business weirdly isn't. Disney Plus, in many ways, is most valuable because Disney can use this relationship with its customers to get data that it can use to sell cruises or discounted tickets to Disneyland. You look at Amazon. It's it's in the TV business not just to sell advertising, but because it wants to sell you a Prime membership subscription so you buy more stuff for two-day delivery. You know, look at Apple, which is also in our television. They're not doing it for advertising. They're doing it to sell more phones. So I think it's fascinating to think that the future of the TV business is not, in fact, the TV business. It's television as a means of selling something bigger.
And we hear the Disney music coming in the background here, Derek, which means it is time to go and let Sebastian take over. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.